good morning, honey. You old gloomy sight. Good morning, honey. Thought we said goodbye last night.
Well, good morning, Liz. Welcome to the show. It's Evan Bray. Frank, is this song indicative of the rain that's coming for part of the province, the smoke in part of the... Oh, the football game. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, it was quite a weekend. Evan Bray, great to have you here. We will recap a busy weekend, the Rider game. Frustrating on a few fronts. A crazy delay, of course. CFL, a lot of people frustrated with the length of time it took them to make the decision to cancel the game. Reschedule on Saturday, and of course, the game itself, not great. Jamie Nye is going to stop by. We'll talk a bit about that. Craven Country Thunder over for another year, and they had all of the seasons. They had, well, no snow, but they had rain, they had smoke, they had sunshine. Sounds like a great time. We've got the head of the Saskatchewan Marshal Service on the show today. Remember, on Friday during Bugs and Hugs, we got a call saying, I'm bugged that the Marshals are at Craven. Why would they be at Craven? That's not their mandate. Rob Cameron calls me shortly after that and says, I'm happy to tell you why we're there. He's on the show today to talk a little bit about that. Roundtable of Justice today, we'll dig into what needs to be done and what is being done to prevent children from committing serious crimes. We're hearing about it more and more. Another case in Saskatoon last week, we'll talk about that. I've got a guest on the show who's written recently a new book called The Anatomy of a Cover-Up, The Truth About the RCMP and the Nova Scotia Massacres. And he has got the opinion that the RCMP should be getting out of contract policing. So we'll talk about that. Lots going today. Let's get at her with a Monday morning coffee.
Coffee drinker, huh?
Maybe we could grab some coffee?
I'd love a fresh cup of coffee.
Here, drink this cup.
Coffee.
Step into the Evan Bray Cafe. This is Monday morning coffee.
Well, Monday morning coffee, I'm welcoming not only a guest to the show, but I'm happy to say a friend of mine, Bernie Isworth, who spent the better part of three decades in policing, then the better part of two and a half decades still in policing, working as the executive officer of the Saskatchewan Federation of Police Officers. But he also is known in the baseball ranks as well, former general manager for the Regina Red Sox, many years as president or on the executive of the Western Canadian Baseball League, and for his efforts recognized with the Saskatchewan Baseball Hall of Fame induction in 19, Saskatchewan Regina Sports Hall of Fame in 2022, and at this year's Regina Chamber of Commerce Paragon Awards, the Community Leadership Award presented to Bernie Isworth, who's in studio. Bernie.
Morning, Ev.
Show. How's it going?
Good to be here.
That's quite the list of accolades. That Paragon Award must have been a night. Were you aware that that was even coming up when you got the call?
No, I had no idea. The guy just phoned me up, a Mike from, used to be our Molson's guy for for the Red Sox. And he said, yeah, would you look? I said, well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. You know, like, and then the lady that ran that, she says, I need a complete biography of your life right from the beginning to the, you know, up to date with everything you've done, your family and your school and all your education and your jobs here. And then I handed it to her and I said, well, you can use this as my obit, because it had everything
it's
in there.
The full, you saved someone some work down the road is what you're saying. So I'm happy to have you on the show. You and I, in fact, I will say this to you, absolutely one of the most instrumental and influential people in my life in terms of my policing career. You and I had lots of opportunity to work together, not just in policing, but moreover, I would say, with the Saskatchewan Federation of Police Officers. And you just recently retired from that job.
Yes, I did. I just turned, a lot of things have happened recently. I just turned 70 and...
Well, you wouldn't know it.
And you make some decisions in your life. And it was time. It was, you know, that's over 50 years in policing. And it was time to go do something else. And I've been researching that and looking into that. But, you know, I was treated so well by the Saskatchewan Federation of Police Officers when you were president for years. And now, and then not Casey Ward. It was a wonderful experience.
So what do you think in your, like, when you say over 50 years in policing, That's a long time. And you think about when you started as a new recruit, what you learned and saw in policing through your years as an active officer, and then your time working as executive officer on essentially the representation for the provincial police associations in the province. What are some of the biggest changes that you saw in that time?
Yeah, well, as far as policing goes, you know, like I started in mid-70s, and I, you know, I always tell the story when we if their gun call came in and every car on the street would go to it.
You know, it was a big deal.
It was a huge deal. And now I'd say it's not as big a deal.
No, I mean, it's four or five times a day.
Sure.
Probably.
And then on top of that is the drug scene in everywhere, it seems, in Western Canada and in North America, especially with fentanyl. That is completely different. That's changed the way police are doing their job. There's no doubt about it. We didn't have to deal with that kind of, but we had different stuff. I remember Goose Miller and I arrested a guy on PCP, and it was that's a long story, but you know, stuff like that, you know, that's just the way policing was. One of the biggest changes though, I think, and for the positive is support police officers are getting, you know, and I always, again, I tell a story when my oldest son was 6 months old, I went attend to a crib death, and that affected me hard, but I never told anybody.
Right.
I never got follow up.
Would have never dreamed of telling
anyone. No, I just dealt with it.
Yeah.
Right. And nowadays I would hope that there would be some, and I think most of the members realize that there's support for them to go. I know you're a big proponent of that, and it's there. Guys like Casey Ward and stuff are doing wonderful work. Mm-hmm. In that area with mental health for police officers. It's important.
Bernie Eisworth is my guest, the retiring executive officer of the Saskatchewan Federation of Police Officers. You were a polygraph examiner for a long time with the Regina Police Service, which is essentially the lie detector test. And you always will text me if I have a guest on the show and you statement analyze something they said, you'll shoot me a text. Do you find yourself still doing that?
I do. I can't help myself sometimes, but I did do a test once for TV on Greg Morgan when he was doing the weather for Global.
It was like a
and then he said, "Are my pants on fire or something?"
Yeah, some corny Greg Morgan joke. Yeah, for sure.
But it's. You know, it was fantastic training, as you know, and we talk about it. We talked about it all the time, even some of the words you use all the time, you know, like, remember actually, and,
yes.
You know, stuff like, we always talked about it, and I still hear you have a couple of words, but you're so much better than.
Are you talking about crutch phrases or being truthful?
Yes, both. Both. But, you know, it's, you know, and I don't sit there and say, "You're a liar," and, you know, you just. Just pay attention to the way people use their language.
Did you ever see the TV show? I don't know if it was on a network or if it was just streaming, called Lie to Me. You see that show? It was basically a guy who was a behavior analyst and he could tell when people are lying by how they looked. I mean, you used to instruct on that at the Saskatchewan Police College.
Yeah, that's right. We did that, and mostly interview techniques and stuff like that. It was, you know, it was important for members are continually interviewing people, and sometimes the only tool they have in their bag is to talk to somebody about what happened to see if they can get information about what happened. And so it was important training. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed doing that. I remember, like, in police college, they made us do a 10-minute presentation, and I was so nervous and scared. And then I, you know, after getting training and going to the police college, I do 3 days of lecturing.
Right.
You know, so, you know, that's,
you get comfortable.
If you get comfortable in what you learn, that's for sure.
Bernie Eisworth is my guest, recently retired executive officer of the Saskatchewan Federation of Police Officers, former general manager for the Regina Red Sox, and a big leader within that Western Canadian Baseball League. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about baseball. Is Regina going to get a new stadium? His thoughts on, as a former executive of a league, would you have done things differently than the CFL did on Friday night and how they called that game 4 hours after it was set to start? That and more with Bernie Eisworth on Monday Morning Coffee when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Monday Morning Coffee with my guest and good friend Bernie Eisworth, retired recently as executive officer of the Saskatchewan Federation of Police Officers. Man, you're clearing your plate because you, for years, general manager of the Regina Red Sox, you just recently took a step back from that as well.
Yeah. there's been a few decisions I've made lately, but it's important to move on and do other stuff. I mean, now I'm in my 70s.
just.
It's called the 70s. Yeah. In there, so I got to think about that part of my life. And I'm not going to look back. I still sit on the pension board. Mm-hmm. And people always say, should I retire or not? And I say, you just decide what you want to do. Mm-hmm. If you love being a cop, stay on, mm-hmm. be a cop. But if you want to do it for financial reasons, then you should retire and go do something else.
Right. I'm curious to know, for years you were general manager of the Regina Red Sox. You would deal with game time decisions around inclement weather, for example, as to whether or not to cancel a game. This debacle, and I'm calling it that because I feel like that's what it was on Friday night with the CFL, whether or not to call the Rider game, made fans wait in the stands 4 hours before they made the decision. What's your view on that? That seems unrealistic.
Well, yeah. Like I always tell my coaches, I never made a mistake from the stands, but I think it's pretty easy to second guess this one.
Yeah.
You would think a company like the CFL would have a process in place mm-hmm. to deal with this. Like, for example, in baseball, it's not apples to apples, but before a game, if it's raining, like today we got a home game and today it's going to rain all day. So we would phone Weyburn, who's coming in, and say, don't travel because we're going to call the game. But if it gets to the game time, then the umpires take over. We have a process in place to deal with what happens when mm-hmm. we have inclement weather. We've even had to make a few smoke decisions too. But we have a process in place that, yeah, people aren't always happy, but we make decisions based on that.
But correct me if I'm wrong, Bernie. Part of that is, here's the finite timeline. Within whatever it is, I don't know, an hour and a half of the start of when this game should have started, we will make a decision, correct?
Absolutely. I don't know what happened Friday night, if it was because of TSN or if it was because, they're a big part of the CFL. And for some reason, somebody couldn't make a decision.
Yeah.
And I know my brother-in-law was there. I got there at 6 and I left at 11.
I didn't watch one bit of football. Drank a few beer, though, probably.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, you spent a lot of time in front of city council as general manager of the Regina Red Sox looking for a new stadium. It seems like we're closer now to seeing that for the city of Regina than ever before. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, with the Red Sox decided, and I had a few saying in what's going to happen, but decided they'd go in a different direction, go to private ownership, and Semple with, I can't remember, what's the name of the group again?
The sports group. Yeah. I can't remember the name of it either.
Anyway, Sean Semple, it's the oldest story ever, is you go to the richest man in town and see if you can get something done. And that's what I said to Gary. I said, if we can get a stadium out of this. Like, we pounded our heads against the wall for years, and we just couldn't get things done. And it's time. It's time. I mean, we had a packed house yesterday while Craven was on. People are dying for good, reasonably priced entertainment in this city, and they should be able to go to a nice place, a comfortable place, and have that. Plus, we can deal with all the other problems in the city. You know, like, there's just not one that
should be dealt with. It doesn't have to be either or.
No, and that's what bothered me the most about those meetings. But I'm hoping that Mr. Semple can get something done. It sounds very positive. The last report was basically we can get a stadium done for a certain amount of money. We have to talk about naming rights, sponsorship, and there'll be minimal cost to the taxpayer, which is important.
Right. Speaking of baseball and successful teams, that Saskatoon team, in a very short time, re-entering the league, have done some great things. Your thoughts on that?
They did. They did some really smart things. Number one was hiring Joe Carnahan, who's a big Swift Current guy, good baseball guy and a good coach. Plus, their team has what I say is one of the secrets in WCBL is to have – they have good local players. I mean, every team supplements their team with Americans. But they're Canadian players, including that Beck kid at the top of their order. They have good talent up there, and they're gonna be a tough team to reckon with when it comes to playoff time.
Well, the Red Sox had their success for many years, 11-12, right? Championships.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. it was exciting. Like... We won our first one in Okotoks with Rob Scherpiusztok as our head coach, and the next year I was very proud of my son was the head coach, and we won it in the championship game in Medicine Hat. So we won back to back, and then we've been in the playoffs every year since 2006, and we've been in a few finals, I think four or five other finals, but we just haven't been able to get it over. But we'll see what happens this year.
Speaking of, I mean, you mentioned it, weather permitting, games tonight, 7 o'clock, correct?
Yeah, Weyburn's coming into town, and we'll see what happens. I don't know. The weather doesn't look good. I know you talk about the weather every segment.
Well, the weather's big in Saskatchewan, yeah. Bernie. We've definitely hit the end of our time. This has been great. I've appreciated you coming in. Let's do this again soon.
Okay, thank you, Evan.
Bernie Eisworth, former executive officer of the Saskatchewan Federation of Police Officers, former general manager of the Regina Red Sox, and my good friend joining me today for Monday Morning Coffee here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.